years. We would be locked in for students who would be joining the university in September. The revenue increase, there will be revenue increase coming from the 1.7% increase. There will also be revenue increase because of the four-year guarantee from the rollover effect from cohorts, previous cohorts, that had higher tuition increases. For example, last year was 4.8%.
But moving from June to January and setting the tuition robbed us of the ability to react quickly if the legislature changed our funding mechanism. So now we're going to embrace a period of risk, but it's better that we take the risk than the individual families, I suppose.
Yes, and also there has been some careful financial planning at the university and barring a catastrophic event, we believe that we can accommodate our program sustained quality with that increase.
Are there any other questions for Christophe? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
With the, I guess, Tim, would you like to report on the work of your committee or related issues?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just 1 minute. Committee-related business. I wanted to put it on for the record that the Healthcare System Committee is considering changing the meeting plan. The next meeting of the committee will be a live meeting at the Urbana campus on March 6th at 1 p.m. at the Union. However, following that, our four other meetings for 2013 will assume a video conference format similar to ABFF. Those meetings will be held at 3 p.m. The tentative dates, May 13th, July 15th, September 4th, November 4th. I've discussed this with the other trustees on the committee and the major players, and everybody's in agreement. So I think unless we have market people not agreeing with this format, we're going to probably go that route.
Okay. When you said you had an alternative to a live meeting, I was thinking back to the presentations last night, the great medical advances, and I couldn't think of anything that would allow it.
We'll work on it.
There you go. Okay. So I think it's helpful to have the dates, and I assume that if people have conflicts, we'll reach out to
right.
Susan Keyes, the secretary, and try to voice those so we can proceed. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now it's time to take some votes. That's all right. There are two sets of votes that will occur for the two agendas. One is the regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what's called the roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda were listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted on the internet. The secretary, Susan Keyes, will read the title of all the items. After she's read them, we can discuss any open issues, although I understand that the agenda items have been reviewed in one of the committee meetings, and that all of you have had an opportunity to speak with President Easter or the staff on issues for clarification. So I hope by now we have the information in front of us and we can proceed to a vote. After any discussion, we'll vote on all items at once and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item, that is easily accommodated. Please just indicate so to Susan and she'll record your vote accordingly. Susan, will you as secretary please now read the list of items on the regular voice vote agenda?
Certainly. A1, approve minutes of the Board of Trustees meetings. Number 1, appoint interim Vice Chancellor for Development, Chicago, and interim Senior Vice President, University of Illinois Foundation. 2, appoint interim Dean, College of Architecture, Design, and the Arts, Chicago. 3, appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 4, appoint associates to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. 5, appoint fellows to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. 6, approve membership and participation in Chicago Collections Consortium, Incorporated, NFP, and appoint designated representative, Chicago. 7, rename the Department of Pharmacy Administration, College of Pharmacy, Chicago. 8, approve proposed amendments to the University of Illinois statutes and the general rules concerning university organization and procedure. 9, approve tuition rates, academic year 2013-14. 10, approve tuition and fee increases, cost recovery and aviation.